On today's cybersecurity deep dive, we'll unpack Google's AI-powered ransomware defenses and end-to-end Gmail encryption, Telegram's new account locks and malware alerts, and Ubuntu's sweeping kernel and library security patches. So stay tuned to fortify your digital defenses. Next up in Google News, here's a roundup of the biggest headlines. Google updates and protections. AI-powered ransomware defense in Drive for desktop. Google is rolling out a beta feature that uses AI models trained on millions of real-world ransomware incidents. When it detects suspicious file encryption patterns, it automatically pauses sync, quarantines affected files, and offers one-click recovery. End-to-end encrypted Gmail for business. Later this year, Google Workspace Enterprises will get built-in end-to-end encryption for confidential email exchanges, no extra plugins needed. Patching Gemini AI Suite flaws. Security researchers at Tenable found vulnerabilities in Google's new Gemini LLM platform that could let attackers inject poisoned instructions or exfiltrate user prompts. Google has released fixes and expanded its access transparency and approvals tools to cover Gemini data. Chrome RCE chain. Discovered a pair of severe bugs in Chrome's V8 JavaScript engine could have allowed remote code execution. Google has patched these under-the-hood flaws to close the attack path. Executive extortion emails. Google alerted C-suite teams to a wave of phishing and extortion emails claiming hacked Oracle and Salesforce data. So far, no proof has surfaced that any of the grand claims are valid. Password Manager passkeys. Google Password Manager now supports full passkey creation and syncing across devices, though setting them up still involves a few more steps than you might expect. Microsoft Spotlight. Security Store. Launch. Microsoft debuted its Security Store Hub for AI-powered defense tools, available to developers in the Microsoft Security Partner ecosystem. AI-driven phishing campaigns. Threat Intel shows attackers leveraging generative models to hide malicious code in SVG files, tricking Outlook and Teams users. Microsoft has blocked these campaigns and stopped inline SVG rendering in emails. Sentinel goes agentic. Microsoft Sentinel gains new agentic AI features for automated threat hunting and response. Oracle alerts. CEO Zurup ransomware extortion. Oracle warns customers of a high-volume email campaign by the CL0P gang. Attackers claim to have stolen data from unpatched eBusiness Suite servers CVE-2025-61882 and demand ransoms. Though many of the breaches remain unverified, Oracle has issued emergency patches and urges all EBS users to apply July 2025 fixes immediately. Oracle Linux security. Updates. New advisories cover moderate severity kernel fixes and a security patch for Perl JSON XSS across Oracle Linux 7, 8, and 9. That's the latest. Keep your software patched and your alerts on. Up next, we'll dive into emerging trends in IoT security. Coming up next in Telegram News, here's a roundup of the latest security headlines and platform updates. First, several fresh cybersecurity incidents have come to light. A 51-year-old man was recently arrested for hacking a Telegram group and stealing members' personal information. In a separate breach, a malicious bot siphoned off 840 million rubles, while another attack exposed data on dozens of users, including reports of an 84-account leak. Russian authorities also warn of a phishing wave and a new malware campaign spreading through fake job offers and bogus discount messages, and a shadowy GRU-linked group even attempted a direct hack on Telegram systems. On the malware front, multiple Russian cybersecurity firms are sounding the alarm over a cross-platform Trojan that proceeds via infected channels and direct messages. Two teenagers in the Netherlands have been detained for allegedly spying for pro-Russian hackers. And yet another gang of 29 suspects was arrested in Russia for creating and distributing malware via Telegram. Meanwhile, Telegram itself is rolling out a host of new defenses. Users can now lock their accounts behind an extra password or biometric check, benefit from a stricter 30-day recovery deadline, and enjoy upgraded privacy controls. The platform also blocked 59 channels for spreading fake military news and is working with authorities to curb extremist content, drug trafficking, and other illicit uses. In wider commentary, Pavel Durov, Telegram's founder, has opened up about a secret 2018 assassination attempt involving a Russian-style nerve agent during the TON token sale fundraising. He says the plot was kept under wraps for years, but underscores the extreme lengths some state actors will go to undermine Telegram. Finally, cybersecurity experts continue to stress best practices for secure messaging. Enable two-step verification, review active sessions, avoid unofficial VPNs, and steer clear of untrusted channels. That's your snapshot of today's top Telegram security stories. Stay safe and encrypted out there. Next up in Ubuntu news, Canonical has rolled out a broad set of security updates, touching everything from core libraries to the Linux kernel across nearly every supported release. 1. Non-kernel component fixes. GhostScript, a new USN, patches multiple vulnerabilities in the PDF and PostScript interpreter. libtiff USN 77831 addresses several buffer overflow and parsing issues. Qt USN 77801 fixes multiple memory safety flaws in the application framework. Inutils USN 77811 patches several bugs in basic networking utilities. OpenSSL USN 7786R1 resolves three flaws discovered by Stanislav Fort. libeslt on 18.04 corrects unsafe memory handling in XSL transformations. Curl regression restores correct cookie size calculation after a broken update. Python 2.7 on 14.04 LTS fixes a regression that crept in during prior maintenance. 2. Linux kernel updates. Ubuntu has issued kernel-level fixes for real-time and standard kernels in 16.04, 18.04 LTS, USN 77961, 20.04 LTS, including Azure Optimized Build, USN 7753, 22.04 LTS, Linux KVM Fix, USN 7744, 24.04 LTS, and the latest 25.04. Raspberry Pi variants, USN 7792.2. Subsystems impacted include packet sockets, network traffic control, the XFRM framework, VMware vSockets driver, XT4 file system, NFS, and the TLS code path. A separate notice, USN 7793GIN4, covers vulnerabilities in the real-time kernel affecting packet sockets, network controls, and VMware support. All Ubuntu users from 14.04 through the current 25.04 are strongly encouraged to apply updates immediately to protect against potential attacks exploiting these flaws. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe online and don't miss our next cybersecurity episode dropping next week.